for you because it'd be so easy to have a pity party. Paul had good reason to be thankful for the Philippians. The church was one of his greatest missionary successes. It began with the most unlikely members. It was a rich merchant named Lydia, a demon-possessed slave girl that was running a psychic hotline for her owners, a jail guard and his family. That was it. If you remember anything about the book of Acts, that little handful, Paul was run out of town. But something magic happened with those people. And a church was born. As it grew, people came to trust Christ, and the church gravitated. Naturally, they gravitated together, and this church began to flourish. They were all poor people, broke, except for like Lydia. But the bulk of them were in dire straits, and yet they stepped out in faith, and they supported Paul. Paul says, once and again, which means many times, over and over again, this church in poverty begged for the opportunity to support those who were in tough places. In all of my prayers for you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Again, he's praying for all of them. Doesn't want to miss anybody. They're all crucially important. That's what I love about a church. He makes it a habit to pray with joy because he recognizes their partnership in the gospel. They look at the big goal. They look at the gospel. It's not my ministry. It's not what I want. I may have shared this with you before, but I've been in churches where the church was split over the color of the toilet paper. Because they missed the big goal, the gospel. They focused on the small goal, the color of the toilet paper. The goal of the gospel, getting into people's lives, changing them so that they can get into the work as well. Somewhere I ran across something the other day that I'm not sure, I don't remember where I saw this, but they were listing the worst cities to live in Minnesota. We ain't far from the top or the bottom, whichever way you want to look at it. This community needs the gospel. The only thing that will change this area is the gospel. Look, they go on and say, the reason is because they have such terrible poverty there. And yet, if you go down to Bolivia or Venezuela or most of the other third nations of the world, you would find that the people who we classify as poverty-stricken would be considered rich. See, the problem isn't how much money you have. The problem's what's in your heart. Paul said, I learned how to live with plenty or nothing. I've learned how to be hungry and still rejoice. This community needs Jesus Christ. This church is a light that can transform this area. But it's going to take true yoke fellows. Everybody willing to get down, get in the harness, get down and push. It was the passion that drove the church. It was manifested in Epaphroditus, who went 800 miles with this gift, almost worked himself to death for the gospel. Paul said, yeah, he was almost to death. He was almost to die. It would have broke my heart. But he's recovering now. But he gave so much of him, there was nothing left to give. Whew, now that's the yoke fellow. I want that guy pulling next to me. Being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. See, here, there's the answer. That's what it's really all about. One speaker years ago had a button. Oh, man, I'm way out of time, ain't I? Sorry, you can have to put up with me. I got a few minutes to go. He had a button printed, and it said, PBPGINF. You know what that means? Please be patient with me. God's not finished yet. I need to have that branded on my forehead. Please be patient. God's not finished. Paul was able to pray for them, to have joy for their partnership, because he was confident that God was not finished with them. He was able to give them grace because he knew that they were a work in progress. Look, folks, nobody here is perfect. We would do so well to remember that God is still at work in each one of us, recreating Jesus in us. So as we leave this marvelous little book, so full of joy and so full of hope, so overflowing with such strong admonitions about how to live the Christian life, we find a treasure. A living treasure, the church. It's the hope of the believer today, the church. It's a single place in the world where we can find refuge, we can find hope, we can find acceptance, we can find love, and we can find compassion. I know, the church is flawed. There's as many stories out there about the failure of the church as there is fleas on a dog. But then there's this church. Are we perfect? No. Do we fail? Yeah, repeatedly. But this is a church that is striving to be a church of acceptance. This is a church of compassion for the broken. This is a church that wants to join in partnership with you in the greatest goal of eternity, sharing the gospel of Christ with the lost. Whoop, why not jump in and reach for the goal? I don't know if you're a member of the church or not. I don't know who is and who isn't. You say, man, you're the interim pastor. You've been sitting with the elders. You've gone through all the... Yeah, I know, but I don't remember any of that. It's a problem with being old. You know, your brain kind of stuff leaks out. But if you're not a member, why aren't you a member? It's not about what you can get. It's about the fact that we have a common goal. The common goal is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a broken world, with a place that the community says, well, one of the worst places in the world to live, Hinckley, Minnesota. Well, let's change it. And the way we change it is when we all get together and we get down in the harness and we work. membership. Church membership. I want to advocate that you join the church. Not sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else work. But that you, personally, put your paddle in the water with us and drive the boat of God to the heart of the sinners. If you'd like to join the church, if you'd like to have a part of this, if you'd like to talk about joining the church, put your name on that little colored, funny colored paper in your thing. Say, I'm interested in talking about church membership. Give me a call. And I guarantee you, one of the elders or myself will call you. Because we need to redeem the time. We need to buy it back. We need to get some of this darkness illuminated. And the only thing that does that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on, join with me. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time. I pray that you would move in our lives of people who are here listening and help them, Father, to jump in and say, let's charge hell with a squirt gun. Father, let's get off and get to it. Help us, Lord, as a body of believers to make a change in the community in which we live. May it bring honor and glory to our precious Savior who died to redeem those folks. And we ask this in His name. Amen.